This webcast is made possible by the listener members of the Classical Network and WWFM.org. Thank you for your support. Steinway & Sons is a proud sponsor of the ASCAP Deems Taylor Virgil Thompson broadcast award-winning program Between the Keys, featuring Jed Distler. More information about Steinway & Sons, makers of handcrafted pianos since 1853, is available at www.steinway.com. This is Jed Distler, artist in residence for the Classical Network. I'm so happy that you've joined me this week for Between the Keys, because the music that I have picked out for this hour features either performances or recordings that I generally feel have been overlooked or kind of under the radar, so to speak. I'll give you an example. You don't hear very much these days about the pianist Louis Kentner, who was born in 1905 and he lived until 1987. He was born to Hungarian pianists and was educated in Budapest, but when he was 30, he settled permanently in Great Britain, and he made many, many recordings. I especially love his vibrant and bracing performance of Beethoven's Andante Favori, which originally Beethoven had intended to be the slow movement of his Waldstein Sonata. This recording of Kentner playing the Andante Favori that I'm going to share with you now was released by HMV in 1958, and so far as I know, it's never had a quote-unquote official CD release. Let's listen to it. Louis Kentner playing Beethoven. Thank you. We just heard pianist Louis Kentner in a 1958 recording of Beethoven's Andante Favori in F major. To my mind, Louis Kentner is a pianist whose accomplishments are relatively overlooked and undervalued today. And in a similar vein, we tend to forget that the pianist Ruth Laredo helped bring Alexander Scriabin's piano music to the attention of American classical music lovers in the late 1960s through her complete recordings of that composer's piano sonatas for the Connoisseur Society label. These recordings were reissued by Nonesuch, I think, in 1996, and this Scriabin cycle also included some short works by the composer, such as the Opus 42 Etudes, from which we will hear a few selections now. Ruth Laredo performing Scriabin.
Thank you.
pianist Ruth Laredo performing four etudes from Alexander Scriabin's Opus 42. We heard number one in D-flat major, number three in F-sharp major, the so-called mosquito etude, where trills sort of sound like a mosquito buzzing in your ear. And finally, we heard the etude number eight in E-flat major. Ruth Laredo's complete Scriabin sonata cycle was highly regarded when it first appeared in the early 1970s. And you have to remember, at that time, there were very few Scriabin cycles on the market. And probably because of the many excellent Scriabin cycles and recordings that have been proliferating in the past decades, perhaps it's kind of understandable that Ruth Laredo's considerable efforts on Scriabin's behalf tend to be overlooked. I think we should bring the temperature down just a little bit with Songs of Felix Mendelssohn as transcribed for solo piano by Franz Liszt. Liszt sets the opening part of Mendelssohn's Winterlied, yet rather than transcribing the song's final two stanzas, he introduces another Mendelssohn song into the mix at this point, a song called Suleika. So while these are two separate transcriptions, they really do belong together. We're going to hear them performed by Todd Crow, who is a pianist who I think deserves a lot more attention than he gets. I think his accomplishments are really overlooked. These recordings were made in 1992 for the BBC and issued on the MSR label. Todd Crow at the piano playing Mendelssohn Liszt.
Thank you.
two Mendelssohn transcriptions by Franz Liszt, Winterlied and Suleika, performed by pianist Todd Crow. These recordings were from BBC broadcasts that the MSR label issued. MSR has brought out several CDs by Todd Crow that include sonatas by Schubert and Haydn, and also the Berlioz Symphonie Fantastique, arranged by Liszt for solo piano. These are wonderful performances that should not be overlooked, and I highly recommend them. Let me remind you that you are listening to Between the Keys here on WWFM, and I'm your host, Jed Distler, artist in residence for the Classical Network. This week's episode is dedicated to music and musicians who I consider to be overlooked, and that includes the Swiss pianist Margaret Weber, who will be featured in Manuel de Falla's Nights in the Gardens of Spain momentarily. But first, let's explore some recordings of Debussy by a pianist who I think deserves a lot more attention than he normally gets, at least with American record collectors. This is the pianist Martino Tirimo. I really love the freedom and the translucent touch that he brings to Debussy's etudes. I want to play the 10th etude, which is a study in contrasting sonorities, and follow it with the 11th etude. These probably are my two favorites of the 12 Debussy etudes. Let's hear Martino Tirimo. Thank you. 10th and 11th of Debussy's 12 etudes, Martino Tirimo at the piano, from his complete recorded cycle of Debussy's piano music. For me, one of the finest, yet maybe one of the most overlooked recordings of Manuel de Falla's Nights in the Gardens of Spain features Raphael Kubelik leading the Bavarian Radio Symphony Orchestra with the Swiss pianist Margret Weber. She was born in 1924. She died in 2001. And again, she is an exceptional artist who deserves not to be overlooked. We will hear all three movements now. Music by de Falla, Raphael Kubelik conducting, pianist Margret Weber.
Thank you.
We just heard Manuel de Falla's Nights in the Gardens of Spain in three movements in a recording with Raphael Kubelik conducting the Bavarian Radio Symphony Orchestra with piano soloist Margaret Weber, a wonderful and unjustly overlooked recording, which I'm very happy I had the opportunity to share it with you. This past hour, I have been focusing on performances that I feel have been unjustly overlooked and that truly deserve our attention. Thanks so much for listening. This is Jet Disler, artist in residence for the Classical Network, and I hope you've enjoyed this edition of Between the Keys. I look forward to being with you at this time next week. Between the Keys is an exclusive production of the award-winning Classical Network and WWFM.org.